playing games for a living.
Did you ever think about quitting your job to live the life you always dreamed of? This week's Tech Watch features a 25-year-old London man who did just that. And now his life is a game.
Meet Sujoy Roy. He studied physics at Cambridge University and had a promising career as an investment banker with J.P. Morgan. Then he gave it all up for a higher-paying job. He's a professional video games player.
Last year, I had something like 7 or 8 tournaments all over the world, from Singapore, Korea, across America, and all over Europe. Prize money for all those tournaments together, the prize pool is over $1 million easily.
Many parents may think video games are a time-wasting hobby, but they're big business. Worldwide, the electronics games industry will earn an estimated $50 billion this year. Experts at London-based Informa Media Group say that could skyrocket to $86 billion by 2006. And the traditional image of the nerdy video games fanatic has seen a dramatic transformation. They now call themselves cyber athletes and operate their own worldwide professional league with offices in the United States, Europe, and Asia, running tournaments with thousands of dollars in prize money and lucrative sponsorships.
The sort of people that come here to play are not what most people would think, which is like nerdy, geeky type people. It's very much the opposite. They're actually all professional, semi-professional people. They're very computer literate. The average age of our players here are actually 18 to 39 years of age.
London-based video games club The Playing Fields is full of aspiring professional players. Dedication and hours of practice have put Sujoy among the top 10 players in the world. Apart from his own career as a cyber athlete, he runs a video games website with two other professional players. Combining prize money and sponsorships, they earned about $200,000 last year. Global sales of game software and the consoles used to play them, names like PlayStation or GameCube, are pegged at nearly $37 billion this year. Game revenues from players using the internet are much smaller, only about $500 million. But analysts say the potential is enormous. London-based Data Monitor estimates that as powerful broadband connection spreads worldwide, internet-based video games will generate $3.5 billion over the next 5 years. What makes the potential so good is that online gamers are very passionate about their pastime, and they're willing to pay to play. And with the number of online gamers projected to reach more than 110 million in the next 5 years, a few dollars a week each will add up to some serious and lucrative fun.